25 milligrams of a proprietary blend of citric acid and magnesium carbonate. So you mentioned about the citrate. This is consists of that. Is there a way? How do you get just magnesium oxide? I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. But I know somebody that needs, you know, that I suggested to them to help them with their situation to take the magnesium on the palm. And moringa. So, what do you say to take in place of this palm? Because I definitely, I've taken this, and I have been having problems with my kidneys.
It's not advisable to take a magnesium supplement unless you have a reason to believe that you're magnesium deficient. And so if you don't have a reason to believe you're magnesium deficient, in other words, you're not taking a drug that causes magnesium deficiency, then it's not reasonable to take a magnesium supplement. But if you are going to take one, you can take magnesium oxide, and you can find many good preparations on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and search for magnesium oxide, and the magnesium oxide preparations will come up.
Okay. All right, Dr. Daniels, I greatly appreciate you. Thank you so very much.
All right, so let's see what we have here. Okay, what is the 800 toll-free number? It's 1-800-313-9443, someone in the chat room is asking. Okay. I think someone else. Okay. We're definitely in the game. We're going to think about it. All right. So people in the chat room are concerned that the audio is coming in and going out. Don't worry. I have another separate recording, which you'll be able to find at my website, vitalitycapsules.com. Dr. Jones, isn't magnesium good for heart palpitations? Yes, magnesium can help for heart palpitations. Dr. Jones, what is Helicobacter pylori infection and where does it come from? Helicobacter pylori is a bacteria. They've reclassified it a few times, but right now it's a bacteria. But it's believed to be the cause of ulcers. And so basically, it's simply a parasite. And so it's now realized that most ulcers are actually caused by a parasite, not so much by stress. And Helicobacter pylori actually comes from tap water. It's present in tap water. Yes. Contaminant in tap water in the United States. It's a large bacteria, so it's very easily removed simply by filtering your water. So if you drink reverse osmosis water or distilled water,